To Die For podcast includes the spooky, scary, salacious, and sometimes psychotic. Listener discretion is advised. But I pushed the button.
Oh my god, the button?
The button. It has been pushed. All right. Go button, go. Okay, welcome back to Die For. I am Lizza. This is Lolo.
Soup!
And we have Ian Noodles Green.
What's going on?
That was just like... not nearly as excited as
I blanked. I panicked.
Wait, do all I bring to this podcast is actually just like enthusiasm for just nothing?
Yes.
I obviously lack it, so you're my second
half. I feel like you are actually like you're legit excited about this stuff, and I'm like what scary shit do I have to hear about today so I can have nightmares? In like
so you're saying I'm the fucked up one and you're the happy joyous one.
I'm not happy and joyous.
Not even a little bit. Not at all.
I laugh through the tears.
Loser.
Damn right. And proud.
No, I feel like we have multiple layers. Like Lolo is probably like in this realm the least fucked up, and then you go to Ian, who really is only into like the true crime stuff, so he's like kind of fucked up, and then you go to me and I'm just like, give me all of it. And yeah, right.
Well, but I'm the one that still goes and I'm like, let me look.
Yeah, she's a glutton for punishment.
Here's this horrible thing, and I'm just like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I was over on okay, so maybe you can explain this to me because I'm trying to figure it out. I was on Reddit and I was on the roast me like page, and I'm trying to figure out like why people want to get roasted. Like, why is that? Because I'm like looking at people and I'm like, oh, you seem so nice. Actually, some people don't seem nice, and I legitimately like want to see them go down, but I still like, I don't understand why you would. Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's called an amateur cuck. And all of us have a little bit of an amateur cuck in us. You just don't know.
So explain this more. More of this amateur cuck.
Well, if I was an amateur cuck, I would love to be roasted. I would love to be told how much my face needs to be reallocated to Craigslist. That's as much as I would like.
Right. Well, but is that like, I mean, is so you just...
It gets my nipples hard.
Is it that you just want... is it just attention, and that's what it is, and it doesn't matter?
I think I feel like for some people it definitely is, but I think for others it's how creative can they get with something that I live with daily.
Yeah, because I see a lot of people that seem really depressed, and they're like, "No one can make me feel worse than I am." Like, oh, try Jesus. Your hardest, and I'm like,
"Oh God, that's horrible!"
Right, which I'm like, oh, "Okay, are we worried about these people?"
I'm certain we are.
And then I couldn't, and then I was like, okay, so if I were going to go onto this like site, would I choose, like, what would I say?
Would you be a roaster or
a
roastee?
No, as a roast-y, I had to think about which e, like, you know, I don't know what the opposite of a pronoun is. It's the end noun.
A co-noun? I don't know. Con?
Right?
Noun? Yeah.
Right. I was trying to think about, like, what I could say about myself that would just be, like, plain and honest. And I'm like, well, I got a degree in ceramics. And I'm very,
loser.
Very large.
That's all I have.
Right? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, most computers mistake me for a man. That's what I got.
There you go.
All I have to say is, crack and everyone understands.
You've got some background to go off of. Okay, well, we're gonna lose Ian soon. Well, like, kind of soon. So,
like, he's just gonna fall off
the stage. He is. To crack. To crack.
Yes. No, we already did that. That was before. We're not gonna do that again. Good
roast. So, are we gonna do the, I forget, Ian, do you like this, the spooky stuff or the bloody stuff?
I like murder and gore.
Okay, so we're doing the murder stuff first. So please tell me about this wonderful person that you're going to tell me about that you'll then proceed to murder.
I can't do that quite yet because I have to remind us all that it is episode 42.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Did I just tell, like, this? Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to have to go off track again because they just did this, like, quantum physics, like, shit. And they're like, you know what number is the number that ties all of this quantum physics shit together? 42. 42. And oh, I just, like, flipped out. And I'm like, I knew it. Also, 42 is when you don't have to count your age anymore.
Really?
Just letting you know. Yeah, no, at 42, you can just stop counting and just be there, and you have arrived.
All right. Well, so. We might just possibly, like, give you the meaning of life, so, like, stick around to see how that turns out.
Fuck yeah.
Also, listen to A Tribe Called Quest because of Q-Tip in the movie. He's a wonderful actor.
Per Lolo's request that she doesn't remember.
exactly.
Our topic is UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I have even better news for you, Lolo. Yeah. These two stories turned out to be so fucking crazy that it's gonna be a 2-week series.
Woohoo!
And that means that next week will
more noodles.
Well, more noodles.
Yay!
Thank you.
I got really excited. Sorry.
And next week will be our 1-year anniversary. So episode 42, part 2, will be our anniversary.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Why am I so happy? I am.
You are. So we're going to start out to make Noodles happy with our true crime story. Yay. And then we'll do our supernatural story next week. And so without further ado, we are going to hop aboard the mothership and take a look at the Heaven's Gate cult.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I don't know this story.
Seriously?
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I do. Kool-Aid? Is it Kool-Aid?
No, I mean, that's Jonestown. I mean, kind of, sort of, but no.
Is it purple? Is it purple? Purple, like, blankets?
Yes.
Hey, I know this one. kind of.
All
not
right.
Really. Tell me this tale of purple blankets.
Okay. So we start out on May 17th of 1931 when Marshall Herf Applewhite Jr. was born.
Can we spell Herf, please? Herf.
H-E-R-F-F.
Oh, I thought Herf. It was going to be H-E-R-P-H. And I was
no. It makes me think, though, of Jeff Dunham, and he spells his name Jeff-fa-fa. Anyways, so Herfafa Applewhite Jr. was born in the tiny town of Spur, Texas, and we're talking like 2,000 people small, and now it's down to like 1,000 people.
Ooh.
Yeah, so
fucking
pretty
cults.
Yeah, that's how, like, I mean, if you're only hanging out with people that all believe the same thing, then it's just...
Right, and wear beer hats, like, you got a problem.
I mean... You know, that's what, isn't that the like gear that you need to go storm the Capitol or some shit?
A beer hat,
or I mean, yes, beer hat. I was thinking bear hat, but you know, whatever.
Oh, there you go.
I didn't know what you said. Okay. Anyways, he had two older sisters and a younger brother, and his father was a Presbyterian minister and former soldier. And the family would end up moving around every few years, like or so, because his father would basically like start up new churches, get him going, and then be like, yeet the fuck out of there.
What the hell?
Wait. What does yeet mean?
It's a slow departing.
That's
of an
not
individual.
True. It's, we call it the slow yeet because of ghosts. Yeeting is like, is just like getting the fuck out of there kind of thing.
Is that, so this is a thing that's been going on for a while, and me just being in, all I watch again are just videos of students throwing now.
Yes.
No, yeah, think of like a woman's wig being hit off her head by a seagull, and the act of it flying away is a yeeting. Yeet.
Yeah, it yeeted off of her head.
Okay. That is a yeet.
There you go. Perfect. Okay. So when Herf was young, he did actually want to be a preacher like his dad. But then as he reached his teenage years, his passion became music. Ooh, the devil.
Gospel.
Okay. I mean, what kind of music?
Right. Could have been polka.
Right. Well, and but also again, what time frame is this? Is this like during the Satanic Panic thing? I don't really remember.
Polka never dies.
No. He was born in 31, so his teenage years would be like what, 50s-ish?
Yeah.
So he ended up getting a degree in philosophy in 1952. Because, you know, that has to do with preaching or music, I don't know. And
I mean, philosophy can be applied to everything. That is the glory of philosophy. I think I got a degree in thinking about shit.
That's very true.
Did you actually?
I think really good.
No, she didn't. She got she got a degree in tossing shit.
Yeah. My degree is in throwing shit. Yes. Not tossing, throwing shit. It's very similar to just being, you know, like a
mine's boring. There mine's technical writing.
Whoa. So that's writing that? That they actually teach you to make it more boring?
Yeah, it's like...
you gave this writing too much flair.
You know, like the manuals for like saving yourself in a plane? Yeah, that's what I know how to do. Like, turn to the left and twist this nozzle counterclockwise 3 turns. Fuck my life.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So he had philosophy under his belt. Fantastic.
He did, yes. And then about the same time, he marries Anne Pierce, whom he...
I want it to be Perf.
Perf. Herf and Perf.
Herf and Perf.
It's like that second rate, like surf and turf is Herf and Perf. Herf and Perf. You probably are gonna get
dollar store surf and turf.
Surf and turf. Herf probably and gonna get food poisoning. Okay. He would eventually have 2 kids with her, and then he...
Why is that funny?
No, I'm just thinking of what the kids' names would be. I don't know, but it's just funny. I don't know.
Y'all, there is no way we're getting through this before Ian
is... Right, no. But also, I think that Ian's standard of things that are funny is too low.
I'm sorry. I'm a technical writer. Okay?
Technical writing. Late. You're just like, oh my god, did you put a verb in there? Like, that's... Wait, no, not a verb. An adjective. Yes. Holy shit, adjective. Like, they train you to take that shit out, right?
That's why I smoked crack for years. I needed to get my humor back.
Okay.
They had 2 children.
They had 2 kids. Got this.
You guys, we've made it through like 4 sentences, okay? I have 3 pages of
notes. How many sentences are there?
I don't know.
I've made it through half of my hard kombucha.
There you go. Okay, so he then attends the University of Colorado and goes back to his love of music and graduates with a master's in music. He then becomes a college music professor, and then he also ends up directing his church choir. He plays starring roles in stage musicals in Colorado and Texas, and he would even sing 15 roles with the Houston Grand Opera. So apparently he actually had some talent with the whole music thing. Yeah. So towards the end of the 60s and then early 70s, he seemed to be having kind of a bit of an identity crisis, especially when it came to his sexuality. And so he would kind of end up leading a double life for sure.
Yeah, that's not going to go well in a small town in the 50s.
60s, yeah.
60s, no.
So him and his wife had actually separated in 1965 when she found out about one of his affairs, and then they officially divorced in 1968. So then his two lives would revolve around his two just completely different personas. One was the debonair, well-to-do charmer with a well-dressed woman on his arm. Which, you know, okay, you got kind of that like Playboy thing going on. And then the other was an openly gay man who lived with his longtime male lover.
Well, that sounds adoring and possibly, wait, yeah, that's half of a hard kombucha. That sounds adorable and possibly very cute or incredibly creepy.
It really can go both ways quite quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It turns out that doesn't describe anything. I know nothing now.
Cool. So, yeah. So he's potentially either bisexual, potentially trying to be straight or appear straight, you know, because being gay was still super taboo at that time, especially for someone with a super religious background. So who knows? Who knows? But either way, he allegedly ended up having an affair with a male student, and this led to him being fired in 1970. But some sources say that he resigned due to depression and other emotional problems, so
yeah,
I don't know.
It sounds like his life is not going well, just in general.
There's some turmoil.
Yeah.
He needs to get roasted.
Right, that's like what's my life is what I'm thinking about starting, like the biggest cult ever. Roast me quick.
If you'd just been roasted, this would have never happened.
Right.
Apparently, that's how you fix all your problems.
Right. Okay. Just have randos on the internet tell you how much you suck.
Yeah.
Based off of one photo.
One
or
photo.
You could meet your soon-to-be prophet partner.
Oh.
Which he did.
You know what? That's what I've been doing wrong. I mean, I went out and I found like the love of my life and I named him my husband. Mm-hmm. But I really just needed to name him my prophet partner or find a different person. I'm not sure. Do you like how many prophet partners are you allowed to have?
I think it
probably like 1,000.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So
prophet partner.
Prophet partner. So that's what you're missing. You know?
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad I know about it now.
Yeah. See, we're helpful. Mm-hmm. Well, he met his in 1972 and her name was Bonnie Nettles.
Nice.
And there are several stories of how they met, which seems to kind of be a pretty common thread when it comes to cults, and especially like cult leaders, because they tend to kind of conveniently rewrite their histories or like shroud it in multiple stories. Mostly to like further their cause, you know, because the like, you know, I was just like little Timmy from nowhere, Alabama, and now all of a sudden I'm the prophet of God is not.
It's like Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually one of the things that goes along with, I want to say, schizophrenia, where you end up thinking that you like are having conversations with God because that's just part of your mental illness.
It's, yeah, it's not necessarily the most helpful thing.
Right.
But yeah, so there's multiple stories. One thing that is for sure is that Nettles was a nurse and that they most likely met in a medical facility.
Mm-hmm.
One story is that he checked himself into a psychiatric hospital in order to be cured of his homosexual urges.
Because that's what you could do then.
Mm-hmm. Which would kind of play into, again, that, like, fighting with his sexuality kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Another claims that he had a heart attack and was recovering when he had a near-death experience and Nettles witnessed it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, like, what happens to women for, like, 9 months, right?
Mm-hmm. yeah, totally.
I had a near-death experience.
It's called making a baby.
Right. Which yeah. I think actually is a near-death experience.
It's possible.
I would agree.
Right? Of the three of us, none of us know jack shit about that, and it's great.
It's perfect. So either way, however they met, the two seemed to hit it off as friends almost immediately, as Nettles was super interested in biblical prophecy and theosophy, which in like super basic terms is a 19th century religion like group that combines Christianity with multiple Eastern religions. And then adds in the belief in a lot of like supernatural elements and events and such like that.
Oh, that sounds like my life. I think I'm ready to join the cult.
There you go. Well, no, I mean, that's theosophy. That's not, we haven't reached cult status yet.
Oh, yeah. Wait, but isn't that, that's not, oh.
Nope, oh, that's shit. Not it.
When She's... can I join? I just want to know when I can join the cult.
We'll get there. I don't know that that's really where you want to go with this.
Oh, no, I'm fairly certain.
Okay.
I've been looking for a good cult for a while.
Okay, cool.
Periwinkle is her color.
I mean, I think you'd look pretty in purple, Sam. Mm-hmm. All right, well, both of them also thought that they had known each other for a very long time, and they determined that they had met in a past life.
Mm-hmm.
And Nettles... also,
she works at the psychiatric hospital, right?
Right.
Are we sure that she actually works there?
She was for sure a nurse.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's what she kept saying. You put on the right outfit, you know, eventually people believe you.
Dress for the job you want.
Right.
Yeah. Well, she also told him that aliens had told her of their meeting and that he had a divine assignment.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
He had no problem jumping on this bandwagon.
He's like, actually, that sounds like a great idea. Actually, I think that sounds like our former president.
Right.
He's like, oh, I heard that I'm like in charge of a child pedophile like busting ring, and that I'm actually gonna save the entire world from it. I think it's right.
Yeah, I mean, seems legit. Someone right? said it.
Checks
so it
out. People have been saying, and they say that I'm great. I don't remember at what, but I am.
It was even somewhere on the internet, so it has to be true.
Right. Well, because you can't just be anybody and go right on the internet.
No.
I actually wrote it on the internet, and that makes it true.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it was actually me. I wrote it, and I'm great. So now it's true.
Right.
Okay. Well, he had also started delving into alternatives to traditional Christianity, and he had had several visions. The most important one was that he had been chosen for a role like that of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yes. No, definitely. Like, at no point in time is... like, what is this, like, pride, or what's the sin that's happening right here?
Gluttony.
Is it gluttony?
No, I don't know.
I don't think it's gluttony. I think pride is in there. I
glutted myself on Jesus.
I mean, yes, that's a thing. Like, I think you can glutton yourself on a whole bunch of shit. You know, like people, fans.
Okay.
More people, probably people, and then food. Donuts.
Yummy.
Ooh, donuts. I want a donut.
Donuts so bad right now.
Oh, it sounds so good. Okay. Later on down the road, they would upgrade their status to Herf actually being Jesus and Bonnie was God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
She wasn't actually a nurse there. She just tricked him into thinking it.
Well, yeah. What was that? Okay, remember that story we were talking about with the not Salad Fingers, but it was
Salad Fingers.
Oh, Slender Man?
Those Slender Man, right? And that they're like paranoia, like follow each other. There was like one dominant, and then there was like a sub, but they both like both of their paranoia and like psychosis
basically
mirrored each other.
Coincide. Yeah, like yeah. They just fed off of it. Yeah. So they both definitely kind of have the same thing going on, and then they get together and they're like, yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you're in a cult.
And then right? You're in a cult. Which ta-da! I think it's actually surprisingly easy to fall into a cult.
You think?
I do.
I mean, maybe if that's like a pyramid scheme.
Oh, yeah. No, that's like exactly like I feel like my parents were definitely drawn towards those things.
They were sold definitely Amway for a while, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Amway.
And like Cutco and shit.
They didn't do Cutco, but they did do like this other like thing that actually I think was like somewhat beneficial for them, because it wasn't like the things that they say isn't like totally wrong. It's just like how just like most religions. Dude, if you just listen to the fucking like religion part. It's great. It's the people that are like selling you that religion. Those people tend to not be so good, or at least it's like really easy. Like,
well, it depends, because
Crazy Town can gravitate towards that.
You start getting into cults, and a lot of them start believing that like
it starts off so simple
that like child brides are their due, and you know shit like that. So like, mm-hmm. You
well,
know,
obviously,
I mean, yeah. I mean, who has a cult without that? No.
It's like a 101.
Gross.
Right? Oh, yeah. Man.
Okay. So back on track. Before we get any further, we're going to go over just a little bit more information on Bonnie. She was born August 29th of 1927 in Houston, Texas. Her family was Baptist, but after high school, she began to move away from the religion. She became a nurse and then married Joseph Nettles in 1949, and the couple would have four children. And it seems like around the time that she met Applemite, her marriage was pretty much on the rocks, due in large part to her new obsession with the occult. Which again, in like, what I think early 70s, kind of a iffy thing for most people. But also, she didn't just start like looking into it, she went all fucking in. She would dabble in astrology, hold seances, and then like hang out in the backyard with their 14-year-old daughter waiting for the aliens to come and pick them up. And weirdly, her husband was just kind of not on board with that.
Yeah, well, again, I don't think she was actually a nurse.
There you go. Well, if that wasn't enough of a strain on the marriage, she also began spending a bunch of time with her new bestie, Brother Francis. And you wouldn't think that that was a real big problem, except for the fact that Brother Francis was a 19th century monk that would speak to her and give her instructions.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so things are just going great at the Nettles household.
And people are talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like 50 Shades of Grey.
But because 19th century monks?
No. The, what? The whole, like, dominating a person through mental captivity.
You've watched and or read 50 Shades of Grey, but we haven't seen...
No!
You are fucking, like, telling me about it? Are you just making shit up?
I plead the fifth.
Uh-huh. Right.
The monk told me to say that, all right?
Got it. Perfect. Okay. Well, the cherry on top of the crumbling marriage sundae...
Nice pun.
Was when Herf himself moved into the Nettles house.
Oh. That was not awesome.
Francis, I'm not cleaning your dishes anymore. You clean your shit up.
Now, kind of weirdly, the two actually never had a sexual relationship and never wanted to.
Because he's gay.
Yes, probably. But it also
he's gray, and they
he's
got
trying
together.
To get to the husband.
They bond. No, they just were bonding crazies. They were bumping crazies, not uglies.
That's going to be my new friend line. You want to be my friend? Can we bump crazies?
I just want to bump crazies with you, babe.
Yeah, it's great. I guess this was actually like a longtime desire of his to have just like this deep and loving relationship, but
with a beard. I was just wondering if you could be a beard. Right. I was really hoping that you could be my beard for like ever.
There you go. Well, this was the final straw and the Nettles divorced. And so then both Bonnie and Herf made
the gay best friend broke up their marriage.
They really did, yeah. And so Bonnie and Herf decided to make the next logical like step in their lives, and they cut all ties with all of their families.
Right.
Yeah.
Logical.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that just makes sense. And so this leaves the two free to dive down the rabbit hole, or I don't know, ride up the tractor beam. And they began to have an outline of their new, quote, religion.
Mm-hmm.
So they got super into the Book of Revelations, which generally seems to be a red flag that you might be in a cult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're
it's good light reading.
If your group is super into it, you might be in a cult.
If your group buys a lot of Kool-Aid, you might be in a cult.
Yeah, serious. Or we'll come to find pudding. Pudding, also bad.
Oh no, I love pudding. See, well, I'm prime target for a cult.
Just don't buy a lot of it.
What? That is how you get pudding. Buy a lot.
What about the guys with the coupons? You buy.
Okay.
We're both, Noodles and I are ready for a cult.
You are ready, yes. Okay. Well, yeah, so they determined that they were the two witnesses described in the passages in Revelations, and the cloud that they rode in on to ascend to heaven, because this is all in Revelations, that there's two witnesses and they ascend to heaven on a cloud, and they decided that they were these two, and that cloud was a UFO.
Mm-hmm. Duh. Yeah. Duh. Mm-hmm. I just like the idea of like, you can be like, you can just ride out on the cloud you rode in on, or something like that. That's like how it goes, right?
It is. Fuck you in the cloud you rode in on.
Right. Seriously. I want that as a t-shirt. Can we have that?
Yes.
We can totally have that.
This is part of, because this is our anniversary episode, so everything we say here is canon to what I don't know, but canon.
I love it. I love it. Okay. They also had been chosen to fulfill biblical prophecies, and they had been given higher level minds than other people.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you say, I am very smart, I have a very good brain, you do not.
I have the bestest brain. Okay.
Right? Or if you say that you're, if like your brand or name, like, if you name your company like professional something or other, you're not.
It's true.
I don't trust anything that has like professional in the title. Or if you have to put in your title that you actually taste good, also probably not good.
See, life lessons with Lolo.
Mm-hmm.
You should always just eat Dick's Burgers, because that makes so much more sense.
Get a bag of dicks.
Exactly. Oh my god, is that on the menu?
Bag of dicks. It is not officially on the menu, but it is a thing. If you come to Seattle and you tell someone you want a bag of dicks, they're gonna know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's gonna be delicious.
It is not gonna be delicious.
Best friend.
So good.
Fuck you guys, you're totally in a cult. Whatever.
Yeah.
You're eating dicks.
We're cult of dicks.
Cult of dicks. I don't want to be part of the dick cult.
I mean, I think I might be already.
You might. Okay. Okay, so they begin speaking at... We're moving on.
No, get, we're not.
Get the dicks out of your head. Okay.
Can't. Fuck.
Okay, so they begin speaking at churches and other spiritual gatherings, referring to themselves as, quote, the two or the UFO two.
Mm-hmm. Wow, very, very creative.
I mean, you know, that's some.
They like, just, they know how to keep it simple. They know how to keep it simple.
There's
you see them sitting on like a raggedy old couch being like, okay, Nettle, what do I call you? What do we call ourselves, Monk?
We are just the two.
We're the two. The UFO two.
That's it.
Two. Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Right. No, they, I know they're like, I mean.
Grab the clap.
That they are high as fuck, or that they're permanently like just kind of whoop.
Oh, they're off their meds.
Okay, there's a large amount of whoop. Yes. So they then told everyone about, quote, the demonstration, which
that's gonna go well.
This was an event where they would die and then be restored to life. And then in front of witnesses, they would be transported onto a spaceship.
Do you think it takes, like, it's got to. I mean, they say that CEOs are, like, psychopaths. And it must be, like, an unaltered, like, amount of motivation and just belief in whatever the fuck they're saying.
Yeah, no.
To
no,
get
no. It's,
people,
it's,
care, like, to follow their footsteps.
It's this whole, the whole thing is having delusions of grandeur. Like, that's right, part right. of the mental illness. So, like, if you think that you were chosen by God, I think the other sad part about this as a, like, diagnosis of mental illness, because they're like, oh, shit, you think you've been chosen by God? You probably are sick. And that means that everybody, even if you did get contacted, like, basically we're saying, like, no one is ever going to be that important.
Yes. Well,
does
I mean,
that make
I
sense?
Would
or is that,
that
just a downer?
No, I would rather that than have people fucking do whatever the fuck these are about to do. You know, like,
right, right.
Fucking.
Yeah, I mean, I actually, there's a whole thing in Buddhist philosophy where they're like, oh, yeah, actually, everybody is definitely connected to God because you're God, and congratulations, you figured it out. It's not that special, which I think that's a much better way to go.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
All right. Well, most people, weirdly, were not really going for this whole, like...
That's because they weren't the ones that were chosen. If they had said that you were chosen,
yes,
then right, you'd right. be like, oh, I understand how your religion is so right about everything.
Yeah, because I'm the chosen.
Right?
You're losers.
Well, they really weren't having a lot of success, and so they found themselves in some interesting financial straits.
Wow.
And in 1973, Herf is arrested for stealing a rental car in Kansas, which he says he was divinely authorized to keep.
God said I could keep it.
That doesn't really work as a defense, and he's sentenced to 6 months in prison.
But God said I could.
I know. God. Like, tell
me. Nettle's
just
like, I don't know what to do. I'll be sitting here waiting for you.
Well, she decided, or I guess they both decided, in 1974, they were both arrested for credit card fraud because, you know, earthly laws don't pertain to them.
Exactly.
Those charges, though, were eventually dropped.
See?
Which meant they could continue in their spiritual mission.
Mm-hmm. Stealing from people. But it's not stealing. It's not stealing if God said you could.
I wonder if all package thieves are part of this religion.
Ooh, there you go. Right? Because like
God said I could.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a thing.
Nobody said I couldn't, so fuck you.
Yep. Well, they began recruiting their disciples, which they called the crew, and they would do this by telling them...
Did they spell it with a K?
Please.
No, they did
Damn
not.
It.
Because, I think I get into this a little farther down
that
the line.
It was already taken.
I'm gonna tell you this because I think this really might be the one for you, Lolo. Oh. Because they were super duper into Star Trek.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ceramics.
No. Star Trek. So this was their
I don't know why this is so depressing, but I don't want them to be into Star Trek. I want them be in ceramics.
They're the Borgs. Make them a Borg. Assimilation is futile.
Yeah.
Well, they would try to get this crew by telling them that they were the representatives of extraterrestrials and they needed guinea pigs.
Oh, that's not Star Trek.
Well, these guinea pigs would end up at a higher evolutionary level. So, like,
no,
are we talking like actual
this
guinea pigs? Or?
Totally fucks yeah. with the Prime Directive. They're doing Star Trek wrong. Fuck them.
7 of 9 was fucking hot, by the way.
Yes, everybody knows that.
Well, in things begin to get even weirder in 1975 when the crew of about 100 people met in Waldport, Oregon. They sold all of their worldly possessions, said goodbye to their loved ones, and then they yeeted the fuck out of there. And they took, like, Waldport, Oregon is a pretty small town, and they took, like, a huge chunk of people, like 40 people, something like that, just disappeared. And nobody knew if they had been taken or, like...
Do you think there's, like, a different, like, level tier of dialogue? Like, some of them are like, hey, they said they'd give me a free crock pot if I follow them down the road. And others are, like, fully into it. And one guy dies because he just wants a fucking crock pot.
Right?
Wait, so what do you, like, what do you imagine the lowest level of commitment actually being?
Crockpot, is that the lowest level?
I mean, is
no,
that
no, that's
really,
not the
like,
lowest.
You,
that's at least $50 worth of credits.
Like, I mean, but like, what would be the minimum like thing? Like, are they just promising you shelter and you're friends with Ralph?
No, you get higher evolutionary levels.
Well, okay, so like, I'm not that bright, and I'm thinking about that, like, maybe being brighter. So, are you telling me this is going to make me think smart?
Yes, big brain.
Okay.
And I need a cigarette, and that's how you're going to get smart. Give me that cigarette, and you'll be smart.
Okay,
that's how it starts. A little cigarette.
Yeah, I mean, there
right?
you go.
I mean,
pudding. Yes, pudding.
Do they just promise it? Also, we have pudding. Do you like pudding? And I would be like, yes, I do like pudding. Can I have a lot of it? And they'll be like, a Costco-sized amount. And I'll be like, okay, thanks.
Come to the cult side.
Pudding,
we have
pudding. And smart?
We have
oh, my
pudding.
God.
Yeah.
It's smart pudding. It's pudding that makes you smart.
Yes. Well, these people just, like, yeeting the fuck out of there. Everyone was just kind of like, what the fuck is going on? And so they start to gain a lot of media attention. And
well,
they
fuck's my barber.
Right? What the fuck? And they were labeled as the UFO cult. So at this point, the group goes underground in order to stave off the media attention and, you know, like, focus on getting everyone to that higher evolutionary plane. And what that looked like was traveling the country, sleeping in tents, begging in the street, asking for donations from churches, and selling their plasma.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. So, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So okay. How long were they doing this for?
I think a few years.
A few years.
So do you yeah. think that they had like a little like, they're like, okay, we're gonna set up camp here. Now I want you to go beg for money today and you go sell your plasma.
Like a hierarchy. Like,
right. Like, no, how come Jim always gets to go sell his plasma? It's
yeah.
my turn.
Well, because he has O positive and you are just A. Like,
is
I mean,
plasma is plasma's like a totally different thing, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, I think it's a big pain in the fuck in the ass is what it is.
Oh, I thought that was like spinal fluid.
Hey, that's not fun either. None of these things are fun. But not... plasma just takes like a really fucking long time.
Well, they...
Oh, were you telling us a story about some real shit?
I was trying. My dogs are wrestling though, so that's going on in the background. So they start going by Bo and Peep because they now have a flock, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
I think the two was sounding way better.
Yeah. UFO 2, much better.
Yeah, well, I guess they didn't go with that for too long because they eventually move on to dough and tea because why the fuck not?
Mm-hmm. Dude! Stop it! Hey! Stop being an asshole! Nobody likes an asshole!
I mean, some people do.
That's true.
I can't complain.
Okay. Well, the group itself also went through several name changes before they would ultimately, like, quite a ways down the road, end up on Heaven's Gate.
Okay.
Okay. So, as they're leading this nomadic lifestyle, Doe and T implement some pretty standard cult-like tactics as, like, prerequisites to ascend to the next level.
Wait. Can we guess what the prerequisites are?
Sure.
Okay. Noodles, you go first. Or should I go first?
You go first.
First prerequisite. Make sure that you stop talking to any of your family that doesn't think this is a great idea.
Second requisite. You have to have proactive subscriptions so you have no acne on your skin.
Oh, fuck. Third one. You have an intense love of pudding.
Fourth. You have to have an Amazon Prime membership and you have to share the code with everyone.
That's the wrong time frame, but
it's also not the wrong time frame.
They're on a higher plane.
They're here right now.
They're like Amazon, like for the forest.
Yes. Okay. Go sell your blood in the forest. All right, continue.
Well, the first one was mostly right, and after that, y'all just. Awesome. Yeah, so they had to renounce their worldly goods and their families. Didn't matter if their family was into it or not. You just, no families, no friends.
Right, so even if they are, like, even if your husband is also into it, or you're, like, I don't know, children or something, they still have to come in and, like, okay, now you're not related anymore. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. They what?
Yeah. So they had to give up media, drugs, alcohol, jewelry, facial hair, and most definitely sex.
Okay, so the jewelry part, like, you're like, definitely deposit all of your jewelry here because I don't want to see you sneaking it on later.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so to really
nothing worse than being sex, you know, deprived.
Yeah, that does fun things to your brains.
I'll do anything.
Like, to put this in just, like, the simplest form possible, individuality bad, uniformity good.
Right, well, that's standard.
Yeah, so basically...
They should have been called spirit Nazis.
There you go. Yeah, so basically they're trying to... They're like, working on removing their humanness.
Mm-hmm. Because it hasn't been going good for you anyways.
Right? Because, yeah, you're in a
UFO. If you're at the point where you're like, you know what, I'm just going to get rid of all of my shit and, like, renounce my entire family, and also they give me a lot of pudding, and that's, like, a good option for you, chances are shit's not going good anyways.
Right. They would further this whole removing the humanness thing by downplaying their genders and sexuality. And they would all wear, like, very similar, very baggy clothing, like slacks and oversized button-up shirts, buttoned all the way to the very top. Mm-hmm. And they all had really bad short haircuts that were usually done by other members. So
just to make sure that you don't want to have sex with anybody.
Right. Yeah. And you all just kind of look basically bad at the same level.
Man, wow, did you see Marsha? I really wanted to bone Marsha.
Not but, anymore, man.
Fucking bowl cut.
I was totally imagining bowl cuts.
Yes.
Right? Which I had a bowl cut for most of my life. I mean, as a small person.
I have pictures.
Yeah. And I look like a demon child. So, and I turned out fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're all right. You're okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On a scale of 1 to, you know, plasma donations, you're like 1 to
gassy. I would say you're gassy.
Correct. This next one, super fun. They all would eventually be required to adopt new names.
And, oh my god.
What would your name be? What would your
name be? Wait, no. I want to hear yours first, Noodles.
Oh, shit.
Or is it Noodles?
Okay, wait.
No.
Hold on. If you're going to get it, I have to give you at least the first part. You won't get it, but okay. So the first part of it was that all of the names now had to end in O-D-Y, because they decided that that was the last name that they were now the family or children of Tiondo. So everyone had to have Odie as the very last part of their name.
So I already was going to guess that, but you said that I wasn't going to, so.
Right. So, Noodles, what would your Odie name be?
Oh, God. Is it like you can have a normal name and then just Odie on the back of it, like hyphen?
No.
Oh. All right, pass. I pass for a second. Go.
Do you want me to give you guys your names? I think.
Okay. Kind of. Yes.
Go ahead. So, off of Noodles, you would probably be
Noodle Sodi.
You would probably be Noodlody. Noodlody.
I think it would just be Noodly.
Could be.
Ooh,
all yes. Right.
Noodly.
So then Lolo, you would be Lodi.
Lodi.
Yeah.
Or Lolodi.
Well, I want to be Lodi.
Okay. Well,
I just am saying that that's the right name, and I'm already sold on joining this.
Yours is so much cooler.
I know. That's why. Because I'm cooler.
Well, we could go off of Ian. Well, no. Okay. So what's hard about this is, okay, so everyone had to have Odie, but then everyone's first part of their names were only three letters and they were all consonants.
Could they be less than three letters?
No. You had to have a six letter name.
Oh, you can only have a six letter name.
Yeah. So, and all of the letters were capital. Very important.
Okay, so I can only have L's.
Basically.
I'm Lodi.
Lodi. Yeah. So, Ian, that's where it's kind of hard because you have an I and an A. So.
You're just Nodi.
I'm Iodi.
you can't have an I.
Oh,
it has to only
be. It has to be constant.
No, you're just Nodi.
Nodi. But with like three N's because
can
of
I be
Nodi.
Can I be Bodi?
Sure, why not?
Yes. But yeah,
so you would end up like there were literally members named Lavodi and Jamodi and like, yeah. So everyone's got these weird six letter names that all end with Odi, are all in capital. And no vowels in the first three.
And all bowl cuts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the group would also have specific diets. And again, everything super uniform. Even down to things like pancakes. They literally had to all be the same size. And cooked for the exact same time on each side. And everyone got the same amount of butter and syrup. And like... uniform good.
I can just like really this is just a place like run by children where they're like you can't have more than me,
right? Yeah, no, it was like
nobody has more than me.
it really is the Borg. Resistance is future. They also began renaming everyday objects in order to, like, further detach themselves from their previous lives.
They're shit at naming shit.
It's like furries.
And then get themselves into, like, a more sci-fi mindset. So your body was your vehicle. The kitchen was the Nutrilab. Bedrooms were rest chambers.
I fucking hate these guys.
One second. So are they out in the fucking forest and they're just like calling that like thing like the kitchen that they've crafted out of like logs and shit the Nutrilab?
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah, it's not a fucking lab.
they it's would also cool. I mean they it's would like eventually move logs. Into some more permanent yeah they would move into like kind of more permanent housing and stuff like that, but yeah, every like basically everything different and remove yourself from before. My favorite though were these two. Underwear was your seat covers and your bras were slingshots.
Lame. Oh my god. Oh my god. This is just a group of fucking 11-year-olds.
God.
So bad at naming shit.
I'm just fascinated with the fact that, like, you know that this shit snowballed, right? Like, you've got people that are, like, joining this thing and they've got their own ideas and they're, like, contributing to this fucking insanity. Like, oh god.
Yeah. Well, and it didn't help that each member was paired up with another member that was called their check partner, who would basically keep tabs on them. So, you know, that's fun. Dodo did manage to find like the perfect balance in his leadership, as his followers didn't ever see him as like dictatorial, even though every aspect of their lives was managed and
passive,
regimented.
Passive aggressive shit. But also, you know what, I don't think, like, I mean, if you're having a rough time, again, you already are having a rough time because you've decided that like dropping all of your shit and like eating pudding is like better than just regular life. But at that point, you also, like, if somebody was going to just be like, look, here's what you're going to wear and here's like, and basically like everything was just this, like, there are definitely days that I would appreciate that. Just tell me what the fuck to do and yeah. I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah. Well, and he, the total passive aggressive, he would fit in great in Seattle. He would veer away from giving like very specific direct orders and instead just, you know, express his preferences. So it seemed like the followers were really given a choice in their decisions.
Gross. Oh god.
They did though, in a wholly uncultish move, anyone who wasn't super fully committed to the lifestyle was actually encouraged to leave, and they were even given financial assistance to do so. Like,
whoa.
That's, yeah, that's
so really, wait, that's what, super smart.
I think this is really smart, and I want to hear more about how this worked so well and why, like, what was stopping them
from leaving?
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point, is if you give them the illusion that they can leave at any time.
Right, no, but so did people what do they take do? This?
Yeah, some people did. Like, they basically, they were more interested in, quote, quality over quantity. They didn't want just your hangers on, that kind of thing. They were like, no, we don't give a shit about that.
Right. You're not cool enough to wear our shitty haircut and crappy clothes.
Exactly. Right. We want
pudding.
No more pudding for you.
Right. They wanted you to be 100% balls to the wall in
pudding.
In pudding, yes. Balls to the pudding.
You can't have any pudding if you beat your meat in this club, and get the hell out.
Oh, right.
Very true. So yeah, so very weirdly, because most cults don't do that, it's all about keeping you in, they would actually let people go and help them do so.
That was exactly how everyone was like, see, we're not a cult. Look, if you want to leave, we'll help you fucking out.
Yeah.
What happens if they got caught doing some of the things that weren't allowed, like the consequences?
Right. What? Yeah. I was wondering, what's the like? What's
like they
the
don't
insult?
Have anything to lose?
Right. What's the insult that they would use to like neg people in this?
So I don't think there was a lot of that. It was very much, I want to say, almost like a parental type thing. Like you. Especially Doe, he did a lot more, like you would disappoint him, you know, that kind of thing. And so it was that like really bad, horrible guilt of like letting down this. So like I don't think there was a ton of punishments per se. Yeah, it was all this kind of passive aggressive, like you let me down kind of thing. At least that's, I didn't specifically see anything like about major punishments.
Do
but
we have a demographic? Like, who were these
people? No, all over the place. Like, young, wow. old, educated, hippies, like just like the total spectrum.
Was there ever like a time where there was an uprising of a group of individuals that were like-minded that didn't want to follow the rules and like had some kind of rebellious pull?
Not really. It seems like just kind of, you know, if you came perfect to that storm. Conclusion, you just kind of left. So there wasn't that need for that uprising of every, you know, everyone coming together and being like, you can't keep us here, because they weren't.
Right.
So, so backtracking a little bit, speaking of finances, in the late 70s, the group did actually come into a large sum of money, whether it was like an inheritance or a donation or something. So they did begin renting several large houses or crafts where the group of now 40 or so would reside. In the early 80s, the group had about doubled, and many were now allowed to have jobs instead of just begging and selling their plasma.
Right, because otherwise you can't have nice things in your new craft.
I know, you gotta keep your spacecraft like up to date. Well, and with that, a lot of them actually got into computers, which would then play a huge part in the group in the 90s.
Oh my god, I forgot that this is like 90s.
Well, I have been hanging out on their website for a while.
Right?
Which it still 100% exists. And
wait, what?
It looks like it.
What's it called?
It's just heavensgate.com. Heavensgate.
And did you notice the red alert that just flashes at
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we would get there. It's, but
it is 100% 90s. Like
flash. Like
yeah. Oh my god, I can't, like, clearly they have
Oh my god.
Right?
It's pretty fucking glorious.
I love everything about this.
Yeah,
it's... Do people still like use this? They must. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to to it.
Yeah. How people get here? I'm just not sure.
Well, towards kind of like towards the late 80s and stuff. We will circle back to all of that. I promise. They did start to relax their rules like a little bit by letting members call their families and even have like short visits. I think, again, trying to kind of up their PR of like, look, we're letting you go see your family and like nobody's forcing you to come back, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, oh, yeah. Did I mention that tea or nettles had been communicating with her daughter the entire time, even though everyone else wasn't allowed to. So, you know.
Right. She's like, so what's that communication? Like, it's like, hi, honey.
How are you doing? How's your family? Tell me all about it.
I'm doing great. I you know how we love to make pudding. And we have, you know, it's just really lovely. And Doe and I are just so happy.
Yes. They have different flavors of pudding, because I'm only envisioning chocolate pudding.
No, yeah, I'm only envisioning vanilla. You have to like, no, it has to be vanilla, because
uniform,
it has to be
good.
Yes.
Oh well, yeah, what about chocolate? Why can't it be chocolate?
No. That's a different fancy flavor.
No. What about tapioca?
No.
Fuck. Actually, are you? Me. No.
Okay.
Rice pudding.
Just plain jello pudding. Vanilla.
I think I'd have to take the cash and run.
Nice. Look, if you're not into our haircuts and our fucking vanilla pudding, you can fuck the fuck off.
Yeah. Go. Okay? We're done. No. All right. Well, the early to mid 80s ended up being kind of a bumpy time for the group, because T was diagnosed with cancer and then had to have her eye removed.
Oh, fuck. That was not the cancer I was imagining.
Oh, no.
She had eyeball cancer.
Yeah.
It's not funny at all.
I know. And it's kind of, I don't know why that's kind of funny.
She did fucking get to wear it. There's no way that she didn't have to wear an eye patch. willingly after that.
Yeah.
And that makes her unique.
Right. No, because you could do a, like, glass eye, but that wouldn't actually. No. Oh, my God. They could put, like, the coolest fucking eyeball in there.
Right, they could put, like, a galaxy eyeball, like, in there, and she's like...
Yeah. So that when you look into her eye, they'll be like, yes, you're looking into the galaxy.
There you go.
I think I'm doing this Heaven's Gate shit better than they are.
Okay. Well, good to know.
Mm-hmm. I think we should start our own.
Okay. Our own cult?
I mean, I can definitely design this website.
Yeah, seriously. So yeah, unfortunately, either the cancer spread or she ended up with a different form of cancer. Because some say that it was brain cancer, some say that it was liver, so I don't know.
Oh, they were supposed to take out her liver, not her eye?
I don't know. I mean, that would make sense if they took out her eye and she had brain cancer, that, like, that's, you know, but I don't know. Sense. But she ended up dying in 1985, and that kind of leaves Doe in a major downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
Spiral. And it presented the group with a serious crisis of faith, because when the cult was started, the whole idea was that they would be taking their vehicles, which are their bodies, with them. Because a spaceship was going to come down and literally pick them up.
No, it says on the website that you might have to give up your body.
So. Right. Willfully exit the body under such conditions.
Well, we didn't get that far until now. Because, you know, they were like, well, shit, how does that work? Because T died and she left her vehicle behind. So Doe has to do some quick tap dancing, a little bit of convenient readjusting, and he explains that she had way too much energy to remain on Earth, and she had to abandon her vehicle in order to make the journey to the next level.
Vehicle sucked anyways.
She would receive a new body.
New and improved.
What? No, I feel like she would just get the same body up there.
No. Yeah. The whole point was higher fucking level, man.
Yeah.
Like, do they get upgrades? Like,
yeah, that's like what higher level is. Upgrades.
Well, what do you think an upgrade would be? Like,
well, another eye for one.
Right? And a double dose of or something. Upgrade. I don't know.
So this is the time where he concedes that it's possible that they all might have to leave their human vehicles in order to do the same thing.
Wait. I have a question.
Okay.
is this where the term next level shit came from?
No, I don't know.
No, there were video games way before this.
Well, this was the 80s.
Yeah, still video games before that.
Okay. Let's see, I lost my place. Okay, so this appeases actually all but one member of the group. And so,
fucker.
Yeah, that one guy was like,
I don't think that that's cool. Now you can leave. And then he just went and got his money and he left. And that was the end of it, because it wasn't really a cult or something.
Sure. Uh-huh. So the group just kind of continues on, but without T around to kind of help him guide things, they start to get baddier, and Doe begins to get increasingly paranoid, which is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
He tells his followers that he had been left behind because he just hadn't learned everything yet that T had, as she occupied a higher spiritual role than he did.
Oh, he is so hurting.
Do you know? Oh, God, that would be horrible. Yeah. Think of that. Like, oh, great. Like, the one person that can actually do this left us. Right. Now we're left with your fucking half-ass piece of shit.
Like, right? You're like,
I don't want to eat this pudding anymore.
This cult isn't any good anymore. The good
I
one.
Want left. To eat tapioca?
Right.
Well,
I told you, only vanilla.
There's going to be a pudding war. Okay. This, though, is when he starts referring to T as the Father and encouraging the crew to see him as Christ and their only way to salvation. He also then organizes a group ceremony in which he symbolically marries all of his followers.
Oh, cute. That's
how does he do that?
He just like...
He's like, it's very simple. You just say, you know what?
We're all married now.
That's not cool.
They did yeah. get jewelry for that. They were all allowed...
They got their jewelry back.
No. They were all allowed the exact same plain gold wedding band.
Toady is like, what the fuck? You have my ring on. What the fuck?
Yeah, seriously. He starts to like have fears that there are infiltrators in the group and that there's gonna
all married. They'd never.
Right? No. He also starts to fear government raids. And in the 90s, he starts to fear the upcoming recycling of the Earth.
Okay.
So, is that like Y2K?
He's
something?
Just got really scared about recycling in general. It's not good. Recycling.
How do they separate all this shit? It's impossible.
Right.
Yeah, you don't. You recycle all of it because you just can't.
Right. Well, it basically, like, as soon as you start recycling one thing, you've basically opened a black hole and now everything is going to get recycled.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Well, even so, with all these fears, in the early 90s, the group starts recruiting, like, pretty hardcore again. And they did this mostly by broadcasting a 12-part series about their group. They took out a full-page, like, $30,000 ad in USA Today and posting to the internet, which mostly resulted in early cyberbullying and trolling. So that's fun.
To them or for them to do it to other people?
No, to them.
People they wanted to be roasted.
Yeah.
Seriously.
They put it out there.
I'm in this cult. Roast me.
These videos too, you guys should Google it. These videos like show him definitely starting to look the part of a wackadoodle cult leader. Like, this man barely blinks his giant bug eyes. It's creepy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, his words are all in weird, like, lavender
Comic
text.
Sans? Oh, okay.
No, not Comic Sans. They I mean...
Jesus, these people can... Yeah. Oh, my God. 1997?
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Okay, now stop. Okay. So they do manage to get some new or returning members, so it wasn't a total failure. And they also began a actually kind of successful computer business named Higher Authority, in which they design websites and do graphics and that kind of shit, including their own website.
Wow.
So around this time, he also starts to really focus on suppressing their sexuality, perhaps because supposedly his vehicle had become attracted to one of his close male aides.
Oh my God, I can't believe this entire cult is based off of like one person stuck in the closet.
You're right, pretty much. Yeah, but you know, it wasn't him, it was his vehicle was attracted, but that's right. A no-go.
Right, again.
Heaven's Gate is what he calls his male lover's asshole.
Damn.
Oh my God. Ooh, okay.
This brings a whole new, moving. Like, meaning to their that logo with the G and then that stop right in the middle.
Y'all, we are definitely not getting picked up by the aliens. Okay.
Speak for yourself. I love pudding.
Okay. How do you feel about Heaven's Gate?
I mean, they like pudding. I like pudding. We have a lot of things in common.
Lovely. Okay. Well, he decides that this is a super no-go, so he's going to go all out, and he gets surgically castrated.
Oh, fuck.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like all of it?
Yeah, you just cut that shit off, then you don't get any more of the hormones and shit.
The bing bongs.
Well, he also he didn't tell anyone that they had to, but he did suggest to his followers
that maybe they should do it too, because I realized I just made a mistake.
Yeah. No, it was, you know, divine intervention from the aliens. Horrifyingly, the first one was done by other members of the group.
What do you mean? Like, his castration was done by other members?
He got his done by, like, a professional. The first member that wanted to get it done, other members did it. Like, basically, there was a woman who like, worked in an ER, so she clearly knew what she was doing.
Wait, no. You can work in an ER and not know what you're doing. Right. Like, there's a lot, like, there's, like, the janitor. I mean, he knows what he's doing, but not to the patient. And then there's just, like...
How do you know?
I'm making assumptions.
You missed a very large dose of sarcasm on that statement. She had no fucking clue what she was doing. It didn't go well. And the guy's sack swelled up horribly after his testes were removed. And he eventually had to be hospitalized.
Wait. They just take out the balls and leave the little sack?
Yeah.
Just like a little wobbly sack there?
Yeah, you know how...
This is like labia.
You know how your dog looks? I mean...
Yeah, I play with that little... sometimes. Flick it around.
Yep, that.
Flick-a-rooney.
Yep, but it didn't go well, and his swole up like crazy, and he actually had to go to the hospital.
Wait, he had his balls removed, and then the sack?
Yeah, the sack didn't like it. They pissed something off. Yeah. Apparently, though, that wasn't enough to deter the others, and six others would have the procedure done, but this time they went to an actual medical professional. So all of this madness leads up to October of 1996 when shit really starts to go downhill, like, fast.
There's gotta be people that were in this cult that are alive right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without balls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a thing that happens. Well, it's a procedure that people do. It's a procedure that they have a name for.
Yeah. So... they just decided to go all out and not do, like, chemical castration. They decided to just cut that shit off. So, in 1995, the group learns of the approach of the Hale-Bopp comet, which was a huge deal just in general, but even more so for them, because... apparently, T is piloting a spaceship called the Companion that is hiding behind the comet.
Mm-hmm. Duh. So I am on YouTube right now, and cult member talks about castration before suicide.
Yep. There's a lot of videos. What? Yeah. T's on her way to Earth to rendezvous with them. But they needed to be Sans' vehicle. Also, the government is covering up all of this, so no one can see or know about this companion that's hiding behind the comet.
Oh.
Yeah. So in October, the group is now renting a mega mansion in Rancho Santa Fe, California, which is not too far from where I was. And they all took out... they all took out alien abduction insurance, which apparently is a real thing.
No, it's fucking not. Fuck.
No way.
Who sells that shit?
I don't know.
Dude, they made... whoever thought of that was
no,
so
the
smart.
Criminals in this situation are the insurance companies.
That is fucking amazing.
They each got a policy with a payout of $1 million per person on the occasion of abduction, impregnation, or death by alien.
How much were these policies?
I don't know.
Too much.
Somebody was like, hey, Bob, guess what?
No.
I ran into this cult. And I'm going to fucking sell them pudding and insurance policies. It's going to be perfect.
It's great. No. He was already just like, a cook. And he was like, I sell pudding. And then he was just like, you know what? If you're going to buy this pudding, you know what else I have to sell?
Alien insurance.
Right? It's really a thing, and I really have it down on this piece of paper.
Ooh, yeah, that was one of my favorite parts of this whole research.
Get it while it's hot.
Yep. Okay, well, so they decide they're gonna, you know, live it up, I guess. So they go to SeaWorld, they go to the Wild Animal Park, they even go to Las Vegas. And then...
What?
Yeah.
What?
And then...
Why?
Well, because then they begin to prepare themselves for ritual suicide.
Oh, one last hurrah.
Yep.
Let's go to SeaWorld.
But why do they need that if they've already, like, that seems...
Denounced all of it, right?
I don't... Right? I would say, I like, know. No, I think that you guys kind of, like, fucked it up.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, though, it's not... For them, it's not suicide. It is their exit from Earth.
I know. I was reading that.
Yeah. So towards the end of March 1997, Doe and the 39 other followers are making their final preparations as the comet is getting the closest to Earth that it will get. All of them record video farewells, with many praising Doe and his teachings. Like, you can watch all of these, and they're just basically like, this is great. Like, everything's great. I'm so happy.
I feel
happy
really good about what this plan. Yeah. It's what being in a cult is like. I am looking at a lot of really happy people on these videos.
It's crazy. It's, yeah. Then on March 21st, the entire group went to Marie Callender's for the final meal.
That's what you chose for your last meal. Do they have good pudding? I think they do, actually. I think they have, like, a banana pudding, which is crazy.
There you go. Well, they all had to eat the exact same thing,
mm-hmm.
which was dinner salads with tomato vinaigrette, turkey pot pie, iced tea, and cheesecake topped with blueberries.
Where's the fucking pudding?
Nope, no pudding yet.
Fuck.
Special occasion. Employees said they were all really friendly and polite, and no one seemed depressed or anything like that. So the next day, the first group of 15 exits their vehicles. Everyone dressed in black shirts and sweatpants, and then black and white Nike Decade sneakers, which, by the way, were discontinued real quick.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. They're like a collector's item now because of this. On the arm of all of their shirts, they had a badge that said Heaven's Gate Away Team in honor of Star Trek.
Right. I mean, were they all red shirts?
No, black. But I mean, you know, in
well, again, they were. Because they're literally the entire time they were 100% doing Star Not Trek wrong.
Yes. So they then crush up phenobarbital, which are basically sleeping pills, and then mix them into, you did get a choice here, either applesauce or pudding, and then they washed it down with vodka.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So did we lose Ian?
Can you hear me?
There you are.
I can hear you. I can't hear her.
I'm here.
I hear you.
Oh, so I hear you, Noodles, and Lizza can't hear you.
I can't hear her.
Can he hear me?
No, he can't hear you, Lizza. So this is cool.
It is cool. You're the mediator.
Tell her that...
Now we're in trouble.
Tell her that I have gone to... The spiritual
I have this
plane.
Problem with him, and I'm not sure why.
I've left my body vessel here.
What? Well, I can tell you why you're having that problem with him, Lisa. And it is because he has left the spiritual plane.
Sweet.
And basically, my
body vehicle ran out of
through me. And he wants to let you know that I am pretty freaking awesome.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. I said
that I'm really, it's actually like letting me know right now. I mean, you don't have to compliment me that much, but I know I am really great.
As a spirit,
I mean, I don't think you should say that about her, but maybe I understand where you're coming from.
watch T just be like, you fucking idiot. Listen, yeah, I hate you. You never say what I want to say.
Cool.
This Odie's is actually a really great show for me right now. It's working great.
I don't know what to do to get him back.
Tell her it was tapioca pudding, by the way.
He ate the pudding.
Tapioca pudding.
Tapioca. He said tapioca. It was vanilla, and you just don't know what tapioca is. It turns out it's been vanilla the whole time.
I don't know what to do.
I mean, I don't know either. Like, we could stop the whole thing.
No, I'll just listen to your responses and I'll laugh.
Noodles just wants to listen to my responses, so I'm gonna this is gonna be a great game of telephone.
Yes. Okay, so we're just gonna continue.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Tell me all about the pudding that they could have, which I'm upset the fact that there's applesauce like as an option, because that's not pudding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, apparently for your final exit, you were allowed a slight choice and things.
And this is, you know what? If they hadn't have done that, if they hadn't have offered two options, mm-hmm. or if everybody actually didn't fuck up and they all took the pudding, because applesauce was the wrong answer, then it probably would have worked out fine, but they just fucked up the... Yeah, pudding.
This is fucked. Okay. I'm missing the best part of this story.
But I can't hear noodles.
God damn it.
Okay.
Oh my god, you're both yelling at me now.
Okay. Ooh, we timed that well. Okay.
Just wanted to see some suicide on a massive scale.
You still can't hear me, right?
Right. He's just rambling on about suicide right now. But you guys are surprisingly in sync, so, you know.
Okay.
The best for me, actually.
So, should I continue then?
Yes, absolutely. Continue.
Okay. So, they all, after having this interesting cocktail, laid down, and the remaining members placed plastic bags over their heads once they were asleep.
Uh-huh. Yep. Noodles, you are doing great.
Oh my god, how crazy are those crazy kooks?
Man, I know. Man. Well, it involved bags and sleeping.
Oh.
Okay.
That's all he's getting is bags and sleeping. That's where we're at.
Okay. Well, once they had exited their vehicle, those that were left would make sure that they were arranged properly and covered their heads and torsos with purple shrouds.
Noodles would like to know if nightlights were available.
Why? They're dead.
They're not dead. They went to a higher plane, but really, like, where are they going to fucking use those nightlights? You have to put them on your vehicle. Like... No, you can't have nightlights. You know what, Noodles? No, they didn't have nightlights.
What if they... All right,
he's settled on it. Let's move forward.
Okay, cool. So they've been shrouded. So then the next day, another 15 members exited or graduated, as they called it.
Oh my god, they didn't do it all at once?
No.
There are other people, like, watch this happen, and they're like, that is... Cool. You don't even get nightlights, and they're like, okay.
The other people helped them and then hung out with 15 dead bodies.
Oh, 15 dead bodies. Noodles, you're missing out on dead bodies. Just hang
out. No. I hate this. I want them.
Do you? Noodles really wants some dead bodies to hang out with. That's creepy.
15?
I just want to let... Wait, how often do you hang out with Lizza alone?
I mean, she sleeps in the same house that I sleep in, but I'm not actually asleep. I smell her. But don't say that. I didn't say that. You can't convince her I said that.
If only blinking worked right now.
So, 15 dead bodies, huh?
15 dead bodies.
Wow. Okay, we're moving on.
Yes.
Cool. yeah, so first 15, then the next day, another 15.
Oh, 15 every day.
Until the third day.
Until the third day.
Yes, and then the remaining 9 did the individuals. Same thing.
Oh, see, they fucked up on that too, because if you can't have 9 on the last day, they could have. They just needed 6 more people. They couldn't wait for that.
No, the comet was coming. You had to,
6 more people. You just go murder 6 more people. Like, really? Are we worried about like problems at this point? We've already lost our balls.
That's not how it works.
Didn't even get to have pudding for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we come up with this pudding idea? Is that a real thing? I can't remember. It's too far.
It really was pudding.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, there was pudding and applesauce, which is, this is where, Noodles, I'm really upset about this.
How did they kill themselves?
They put drugs in their pudding. What kind of drugs were it?
Phenobarbital.
Phenobarbital and vodka.
Oh, delicious.
Mm-hmm. They put the drugs in. You know what? I shouldn't be able to ask questions back to you, Lizza. I think I'm only allowed to give shitty answers.
Right.
What do I remember from the last 10 minutes? All I remember was there was applesauce and not all just pudding. And that's
the worst interpreter ever.
That's why everybody died, is because they didn't eat the pudding. They chose the applesauce.
What if they were already in the spiritual plane and they're asking for directions to get their vehicles to them and you're the fucking navigator?
No, no. Oh my God. I would be fine as a navigator. You just keep going towards the light. Duh.
Oh, that makes total sense.
Not your nightlight, though. That's why you couldn't get nightlights, because nightlights would have misdirected you.
Whoa.
I know. Creepy. So it's really fucking cool. Now shut up. I'm going to listen to Liz. Okay.
Well, out of that group of the last 9, 2 of the members helped the other 7 before taking their own lethal cocktail. And so they were the only 2 without bags on their heads and not shrouded.
Wow. Yeah. Which 2 were those 2?
The very last 2, because they helped.
Who were the very last 2, though? Like, who were those fuckers?
You know who they were.
The random
she
2?
Doesn't know.
No.
Sure.
They weren't, but it wasn't Doe.
No.
When did Doe go? Is he first?
He was either in the second or third group. It just kind of depends on the source. And he was found alone in the master bedroom.
Weird. Mm-hmm. So he... I mean, if you're going to be a cult leader, do you want to die at the very end or do you want to go very first?
Very end. That way I can harvest all of the very organs end. And sell them for a profit on the market.
Oh, wow. You guys are just in sync. Mm-hmm. I would choose to go first because I'm going to realize it's a big mistake real soon.
Well, yeah. Then
not
you
if
don't
you have
have
a great
to do
playlist
it.
On your Spotify account.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you guys are just in sync.
Yep. So the group had sent out numerous copies of the farewell videos, and then Doe did a final exit video. And so they sent these out to like past members and even some of media outlets. And they did this around the time that the suicide started. And one of those who received these videos was Rio D'Angelo, who was a member who had left only a few weeks prior to ensure that their literature would continue to be distributed and such.
He was like, I'll stay behind and make sure that I pass out these pamphlets.
Pretty much, yeah.
Was it just videos or, I mean, wait, can I go watch this video? Yes, I can. Oh, fuck. I don't want to watch the video.
Yeah.
Wait, what was so sad?
I mean, there was a guy that he stayed behind so that he can continue to do this really shitty website.
And that was the guy who was like totally against everything that guy said. And he was like, no, this is my one way out.
He's like, look, I'm here. I can maintain. Somebody has to stay behind. to maintain somebody the website. Somebody has to
run the server.
Right, seriously. And when else are you going to put that red alert sign up at the beginning of
exactly.
the Exactly. So he was really like, he's like a bodhisattva, like something.
Is it he actually manually pressing a button that makes that red alert come on and off?
That's like his only job. No, I mean, they might have the programming capacity to make that go automatic.
You never know.
I mean, it's still very pixelated. So we got the spam master that stayed behind.
Mm-hmm. And so 4 days after the first group had exited, he went to the home and videotaped the scene, which you can also watch.
Fuck no, he didn't go videotape that shit. Is that... No, that's actually on the internet. You can go and see this?
Yeah,
I'm there.
No,
I'm going right now.
Oh my god, Noodles is already there. I'm not even gonna look it up. He's like he didn't even. It was bookmarked.
Oh right. My god.
Oh my god, I don't want to look. Don't tell me about it.
Well, I'm gonna have to.
No, you don't have to tell me about it. Quick, no, Lizzie, tell me something else. Quick.
Bodies, lots of bodies. Purple, lots of purple. Nike shoes, no. Nike shoes.
Lizzo, why?
Michael Jordan, Nike. Michael Jordan, Nike.
He's just repeating Nike.
Yeah.
That's the chant.
So, he also anonymously called a tip into the sheriff's department. And
oh my god.
When they were arrived, they were horrified to find the 39 members dead.
So many of them.
At first they thought they were all male, but in actuality 21 women and 18 men between.
Just so ugly. Oh my god, I'm already mistaken for male. I would fit in.
They were between the ages of shoes? 26 and 72.
They all had to have the same shoes.
I know, but why
the
Nike?
Whole same outfit. They're all wearing the exact same.
Is there any reason why Nike was chosen as the least, like the most soulless pair of shoes that you could buy?
Like, why not Adidas?
They could get them
Pumas.
Cheaply in bulk.
Oh, bulk. It was a bulk discount.
So they all had their ID with them and mm-hmm. a $5 bill and 3 quarters either on or near them.
Why is $5.75 going to be helpful?
Because it was a thing from Huck Finn where it said it cost $5.75 to ride the tail of a comet to heaven.
Interesting. It's about Tom Sawyer, Huck Finn, somebody.
No.
Yes.
It's what a Cheeto bag costs.
Is it what a Cheeto bag costs? I don't think that's what a Cheeto. I think you're both weird. Okay, so
do?
Five. So wait, but it's in 3 quarters.
A $5 bill.
$5 bill and 3 quarters.
Yes, right, everyone exactly. had it.
Everyone had it. Were they shiny quarters? Did it have like a specific time? Like is like was it? I don't know. Whatever the fuck it is when it's like serial does the same number or some shit.
I don't know.
Gotta do laundry.
Can it just be? They're not doing laundry. At this point, they don't need. Then you would want all $5 in quarters. So.
Yeah,
no.
That's true.
No, they're not doing laundry. And no, there's no $5, $5.75 bag of Cheetos in the fucking 90s.
And in the universe, space, time continuum.
No,
you never
there's
know.
No. Yeah, I fucking know. That's too much for a bag of Cheetos. All right, Lizza. So they got $5.75 because that's what they have to have exact change for the comet bus.
Yes. In a super weird twist, one of those found dead was Thomas Nichols, the brother of Nichelle Nichols, who played Uhura in the original Star Trek series.
Oh. So wait, you know what the problem is and why they've gone drastically wrong? It's because they're basing all this shit off of the first Star Trek and not Next Generation. Because if they had watched Next Generation, I don't think they would have been as batshit crazy.
Okay.
There is a Heaven's Gate 1996 arcade game.
What?
Yes.
An arcade?
A 1996 3D fighting arcade game.
Fighting arcade game, for heaven's sake. Are they good fighters?
They have a purple cape and an ability.
I think having a cape doesn't actually make you a good fighter.
They didn't have a cape.
They didn't have a cape. That was their death shroud. That's totally different.
Well, maybe they just put it on wrong and the first guy did it and it just snowballed from there.
You know what? I put my cape on wrong, so I'm just gonna have to die now.
Oh my god.
Okay, so they got a purple cape. Yep. They're on there. They got their bus money.
Mm-hmm.
They have a video game where they're fighting ninja warriors.
I don't think so, but okay. This was and still is the largest group suicide on U.S. soil, so of course it caused a media frenzy, which, you know, kind of makes sense considering you have all of the buzzwords.
I feel like they... really? That's the largest? Was it... how many was it? 39?
Uh-huh.
Wow. And Noodles looked at all of them.
Probably. I saw all
of them. Gross.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
The press, they're totally wetting themselves. And in the aftermath, at least three more former members also committed suicide in the months following.
Do you think... not out of regret, but because they're like, I want to go too.
Yes. Yes.
Fuck. Okay. Cool. Cool.
By the way, Heaven's Gate multiplayer game, you can play as 39 characters.
Oh my god. I'm sorry. This just in. Heaven's Gate, you can play in multiplayer, but you could have 39 characters.
Oh my god.
What game system is this on, Noodles?
The game was initially for... it was intended to run on Sega Model 2 hardware.
Why is Sega promoting...
ported to PlayStation.
Oh my god, PlayStation. Why? Who was like, this is, you know what game is going to be?
Well, because it was a Japanese developer, and they nobody in America knew what it was actually supposed to be until...
wait, so it wasn't called Heaven's Gate something or other? Like, this is a deep fake or some shit?
It was called Heaven's Gate, but it was initially written in, like, Japanese. So
so the Americans didn't realize that this was actually, like, about Heaven's Gate, and they're just like, oh, look, it's got, like, kind of cute logo that seems
Japanese,
familiar.
Japanese, yeah!
What's the graphic style like?
I mean... in the title, like in the cover, it looks like old school, like Street Fighter.
Street Fighter. So is everybody ripped?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they have purple capes.
They have purple capes. I mean, that's just such a cute little, like, interpretation of an upgrade. They have purple capes and they're ripped now.
And they're ripped.
So, I mean, and actually, they actually did go to a higher plane of existence that happens to be all math or something. Sure.
What if this is the one guy that survived and he's like, you know what, a game needs to be made?
I think it's recruiting software. So so I forgot. All I care about now is that there's a game. Liza, I'm sorry. Noodles is just gonna tell me about the game now.
That's all you get.
That's all I get. Wait, do you kill yourself at the end?
You're going to have to jump on a comet bus in order to understand the rest of the story.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Never mind. Noodles doesn't want to tell me shit anymore.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't talk to losers.
Damn.
Should I continue?
Yeah, you can continue because we don't need to listen to Noodles' rantings about pudding anymore.
All right. Well, in 1998, a journalist who had actually secretly infiltrated the group in the 70s set up a reunion with former members and those who were still staunch believers, and they all actually got along pretty splendidly, but they were completely fucking gobsmacked when T's daughter showed up and read some of the letters from her mom.
Wait, When did T? Oh, right. She always had a daughter. So she had basically, four kids. They had a soap opera. No, like yeah, a soap opera reunion episode.
Basically, yeah.
And the daughter showed up, and that's where we're at right now.
Yes, and so this is the first time that they found out that T had been going against her own teachings by not only reaching out and being a part of her daughter's life, but also giving her advice to conform to societal norms.
She was giving her daughter advice about, like, how to be a normal person?
Yeah, and being like, you should do that. Like,
interesting. So the daughter comes in. Does the daughter realize that mom was, like, a cult leader?
Oh, for sure. She knew. Yeah.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. This was all a pretty big blow to those who still believed. But I don't know if that changed any of their minds. But in current times, there are supposedly two remaining members, Mark and Sarah King.
Hold on. Mark and Sarah King have just entered into this thing. Noodles, do you really need to tell me about this news?
I do.
Okay, he needs to tell me something so that I can tell you. Let's see how well I can remember.
Okay.
After Heaven's Gate, many years later, Nike decided to make a black and purple set of Nike shoes called Unheaven's Gate, and they were a limited edition.
When was this?
I don't know exactly.
Are you for sure that that's what Nike chose to do? Yeah, you know what? People can make shit up on the internet.
Oh, that's true.
He's pretty certain that Nike decided to capitalize on this and make some commemorative sneakers of the event.
Ooh. I don't think so.
Right?
But
I don't think so either. I think that while we're sitting over here talking where he can't hear us, just me, that he has gone down a rabbit hole that probably started with that Heaven's Gate website, which is pretty enticing. If you know, if you press the G just the right way, you'll get into a secret place.
Oh, what? Uh-huh. I'm on it.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right. So who are these two new people? So meanwhile, we've been introduced to two new people that I have forgotten their names.
Okay. They are the two remaining members that are supposedly for sure, which are Mark and Sarah King, and they own the intellectual rights to everything, and they maintain the website.
Oh, they do not maintain the website.
And you can even reach out to them through the website, and they will respond to you.
Because they have literally nothing else to do.
Exactly. And that's... Mm-hmm. And that is the end of the story.
All right. That's the end of the story. You can go and connect with them on heavensgate.com. It's going to be great. And don't eat the pudding. Actually, eat the pudding. Don't eat the applesauce.
Oh.
There you go.
And get your new Nike sneakers. They're great.
Right. There is not a link to Nike sneakers on their website.
Good to know. All right, well, let's wrap up this crazy episode. Hopefully it all
wrapping
works.
Shit up.
Thank you so much for listening.
You better also listen really quick.
Okay, right. Also listening very quickly.
Just really wants to tell us something.
Oh.
Jannotti was the writer of this website, and he is the sole proprietor of this website, and he still manages it, actually, to this
oh
day.
My god, oh my god, that's what Lizzo was talking about.
Oh,
you guys are on the same page. Nice try though. Oh. All right, wrapping this shit up.
Thank you for listening. Thank you to Lolo and to Noodles for being here. We will be back next week for our anniversary episode, 42, round 2, and rate, review, subscribe, do all the good things. Bye.
Can we, moving forward, After we rate and review, and also, like, if you do rate and review, could you just please just type in the comments 42. Do not type anything else, and especially not a more different number. But also, after this, can we just label all of our episodes 42?
No.
Oh, fuck. I was having a good time, and now you're telling me that the good times only get to roll for two episodes?
Pretty much, yep. I know.
Okay, cool. So whatever.
So on that note, thank you. We adore you. We'll talk to you next week. So bye-bye from me.
Bye-bye from me.
Bye-bye from me.
Oh my god, we did it.
Yay! Push the button.
Oh, the button.
Is it bad that I want to write a porno called Heaven's Cape?
Oh my god.
I love it.
Thanks for listening. You can check out our website at todieforpodcast.com. If you'd like to follow us, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at todieforpodcast, as well as our fluffy fam on Instagram at todieforpodcast_fluffyfam. If you'd like to send us an email, todieforpodcast@gmail.com. Cover art is thanks to Joelle Haight, and original music was created by Vincent Amston. Have a spooky day!